This is the radio station you've always wanted, the voice of Sacramento.
FM, KUBU. The Voice and Emily Zuzik are guests of the hour, and The Hunger off of her brand new album, Detours. And all the way from Los Angeles, if our tech holds up, I've got Emily Zuzik herself. Emily, how are you today?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Doing pretty good. First and foremost, happy belated birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much. Happy belated to you, too. I'm taking selfies of us so I could post them on Instagram.
You are so much savvier than I am. I'm just looking at this picture of us here. But yeah, that's good. I'll have to see what that looks like. As you could tell, we've had great weather here in California. I've been thinking baseball. Got my Oakland A's cap on. You said you're wearing your shorts. So it's almost summer here.
I said this to my husband today. I said, it smells like summer. You know how sometimes when it gets so hot, I don't know if the earth smells richer or something, but it just had that smell and that feel of like hot heat on your skin today down here.
Yeah.
So
I know what you mean. It's like ready to grow stuff and just be summer, I guess.
It's true. But I hope we get a little more winter, or at least a little bit of spring before it gets super hot.
Yeah.
I don't know how hot it gets up there for you, but we have blasts of 100 down here on the east side. So
Same here. We're inland, and you know, all I can say is I don't think there's any groundhogs in Sacramento because we sure didn't get our 6 more weeks, you know?
That's true.
You're not from here originally, right? You're a native of back east.
I'm from back east. I grew up outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, okay. And then I lived a cumulative 11 to 12 years in New York City. Ah. And I lived in San Francisco for about 5 years as well.
So you've got the Northern and Southern California connection going.
Is
LA feeling like home now?
It's feeling more and more like home.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to say, no, this isn't home when you have like a really great place that you're living and a good group of friends. It also feels like entrenched is the wrong word, but maybe rooted here.
Yeah.
Because I'm a lot less mobile than I used to be as far as touring or moving around, part of which is because I have a young girl and
yes.
I've been doing that along with everything else, raising a daughter. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. As she gets older, I have more leeway, so maybe I'll hit the road again. Probably not in the same way I used to do in my 20s, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, that's very cool. I mean, you do have kind of a dual life going on, maybe even more than dual, but dual that we're talking about here, family and music.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a music career you've had so far. Every time you send me something, it's always a little different. You definitely stay within pop, but so many different shades of pop. I mean, you're equally fluent in electronica, acoustic stuff. You've rocked out. This last one was like serious pop, and there's some bouncy pop songs on Detours. You sent me Detours in the fall, and first of all, it's 7 songs. Do we call this an EP or an album? I'm on the fence on this one.
I don't know. Does anybody even, you know, worry about those titlings anymore? Everybody just either streams or buys singles,
right.
You know?
And
I mean,
CD,
some people buy full albums, and yeah. I still think of when I'm putting a track order on them, how it's going to flow as if you were listening to a long play album. But I realize also that people are listening for songs, and people who put music in TV and film listen for songs.
Ah.
And so it's a different way of, you know, creating music. I don't know, maybe not. I just think a lot of really great albums from the 70s would not stand a chance of getting released these days just because of the way the listening public is.
That's very true, unfortunately, and I'm an album guy, although, you know, hey, I love a good single, but, you know, I like to hear the context in which it was intended.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up a good point. Now, do you get some movie or TV placements with your music?
I do. Actually, Detours, I co-wrote pretty much, I think, every song on there except The Hunger. The Hunger is Art's song solely that I sing, but we co-wrote all those over a course of a number of years, and then in the last half of 2014, 3 of those songs ended up in either TV or film.
Nice.
So let me do my little laundry list here. Jagged Life was instrumental in this, was an instrumental used in a movie for Sundance Selects called Free the Nipple, which has a little bit of traction because Miley Cyrus is very much tweeting about it. And
oh, wow.
One of the Willis girls, I think Rumor Willis is involved too. And then there was a song called Red Handed, which was in the season finale of season 1 of a show called Matador on the El Rey Network.
Mm.
And then what's the third one? I cannot remember. It wasn't on that album. Sorry. My single earlier that year, The Only Moment in This World, was used in a film that's coming, is being released through Draft House Films, like
okay.
The Alamo Draft House, and it's called Spring. It's sort of a horror romance, which is, I didn't know there was a genre horror
Who knew?
Romance, but it looks really good. It seems like supernatural, a love affair with someone who has some supernatural tendencies.
Nice.
So,
that sounds
yeah.
really cool. Well, you know, that's always a good thing. Just keep the music out there, get more exposure, and, you know, make some money from your music. I mean, that's what you should
right.
be doing.
It's the only thing you can do when you're not touring to, you know, really get money, unless you're going to teach, you know, and
Got
I don't
it.
Really have the temperament for teaching, as I see with my kid. But
I hear you.
it is true. If you're a working musician, you're either touring or you're teaching or you're really working the composer licensing route. I'm sure there's other ways that I'm unaware of and people can school me on them because people like to say things online. Maybe they'll give me an idea, you know? I'll be like, oh, that's great. I haven't thought about that. So.
Exactly. You know, the 21st century, information travels freely, or at least it should. We all help each other. So you mentioned Art. Go ahead and give out a shout. Who's Art and who was in the band on this album?
Art Hayes is a very talented producer, composer, and he's an amazing piano player, guitar player, saxophonist. He's been in bands since the beginning of time. He used to tour with, and now I'm going to blank on this too, he was in a bigger band touring with them for a while.
Very cool.
I can look it up.
We'll come back. We'll come back to it. No worries.
But he lives in Austin, Texas, and we do a lot of collaborative writing together. In fact, all those songs, they were definitely written for a purpose. For a long time, we were writing songs together for TV film pitches. Mm. And I think you knew this as well. I sang the theme song to an NBC show called Love Bites, which had one season. And Art and I did that together, too.
Wow. I don't think I knew that. That's very cool.
Yeah, that was a fun trip.
Yeah, so a lot of people have heard your voice. Even if they don't know they've heard you, they've heard you.
Right.
That's very
well,
cool.
Well, it was a Pretenders cover, too. So I don't know. You know, it was called, the song is The Message of Love, which you might know.
Oh, yeah. Are you the budget Chrissy Hynde? Is that how they do it with some TV
shows?
Yeah,
but they didn't want it directly like Chrissy Hynde, because we went through like three different rounds with the version. They wanted it like updated, punkier, because the first version we did more like a sound alike, and they're like, we couldn't even license this because it sounds so close.
Oh, wow.
So I guess I'm a really good Chrissy Hynde impersonator, which, you know,
well,
maybe someone could hire me to do that. You know, the next ad they want Chrissy Hynde to sing, and she says, no, I'm not going to do it for ethical reasons. They'll pay me a buttload of money, and then I'll get my SAG card. So
there you go. I like that. You know, and that's such a thing now. I'm kind of on the fence with tribute bands, but, you know, if you've got that talent and there's money in it and, you know, it's still great music. I mean, maybe.
Well, tribute bands are funny, too, because so many of them, and I've sung in a lot of tribute bands, they're not necessarily trying to sound exactly like the band they're emulating. They're building an experience. It's all about building the event, the party, and getting high energy performances and interacting with the crowd. And as long as you're like a really tight band playing it and you're similar in vocal timbre, you know, people are just, they love the music. They're going to dance. They're going to get involved with the band, especially if the band isn't standoffish and really is having fun too. It just becomes a big party.
Because everybody in that room is a fan of the band or artist that's being paid tribute to. That, I mean, the band and the guests are fans.
Or the music, you know. True. I mean, I used to be in a funk cover band. We were all over the map with the kind of music we would play. But it was so great and so danceable, it didn't matter necessarily if we just, you know, if the lead singer sounded like James Brown or if I was sounding enough like Stevie Wonder. Because it was like, that's a great tune. I want to dance to it, you know.
And I can hear you doing funk. I mean, that's yet another genre of pop. you really do cover lots and lots of different genres. I would love to hear you do some funk of some sort.
Looking back on when I was a little nappy headed boy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know.
Okay. You've got my vote.
Funk band. I mean, you just get the booty shaking and like it's fun.
Oh, wow.
I was part of a band that went to Burning Man like a bunch of times.
Nice.
It was called the Funk Mobile. And then we played a lot around San Francisco in the late 90s, early 2000s. And we were part of that sort of funk cover band scene, 80s cover band scene that was really hot when the .com money was. And we were there for weddings and private events. We weren't the high end of the price of the budget spectrum on it. There were people who were getting like 10 grand a gig. And we were like, that wasn't anywhere where we were seeing. But we had this sort of punkier edge. And we had the Burning Man sort of thing we did too, which it was originally the lead singer's idea was just he was so sick of hearing just techno out on the playa that he's like, I'm going to form a funk cover band.
Nice.
On a flatbed truck and drive around and play the Meters and play James Brown, you know, I think he said he wanted to play Sex Machine for 10 hours straight. And so that was like the whole impetus of this thing. And it just grew. And it, you know, I was really good friends with these people and I still am. And it was a really special time. It was great fun.
That's really creative. And, you know, I want to segue here. We're chatting with Emily Zuzic in Los Angeles and we've talked a little bit about your San Francisco days. And why don't we take a quick break and play a song from when you were based here in Northern California? Why don't you introduce this one?
Wait a second. Which song are you going to play?
Oh, from Tim LaFay. Oh, no. You know what? I'm wrong.
That's New York.
That's New York. You are bi-coastal. Let's do a really poor segue. Let's play one of your New York songs then.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here's Emily Zuzik and Tim LaFave with Evil. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Guy on Avenue A, what the hell's he trying to say? He goes every day and every night, his trench coat looking like some dude you just saw at the bar next door. But your vibe keeps going and going with a vocal nightly showing, and man, and the NYU chicks with their tank tops in spring. It's spitting snow outside, girl. You're not wearing a thing. You're gonna catch cold. What are you thinking? Yeah, I'm old, but I'm not old enough to be your mother, Miss Thing.
I like the way you rock it. I like the way you walk it.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move.
The evil man. And man, the cocaine in this town, for real. Everybody's got a friend, they got a number, they got somebody who deals. It's a shaky kind of city, and the binge, it ain't so pretty, but it's so cliche, it's fitting, it kills. Mr. Regatron man, I heard you too, shaking and bumping like the back of that car is thumping, and shaking my windows, I can't even hear my DVD playing, and I'm like 5 feet away from the television set. What the hell? What the heck?
I like the way you rock it.
Oh yeah.
I like the way you walk it.
Oh yeah.
I like the way you sock it. I like the way you...
So many rockers. So many rockers. Watch you rockin', baby. So many rockers. So many rockers. Where you rockin', baby? I know a place where the par is long and the hair is longer. Oh yeah.
I like the way you rock it. I like the way you walk it. I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move. I like the way you rock it.
Oh yeah.
I like the way you walk it. I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move. I like the way you rock it.
Oh yeah.
I like the way you walk it. I like the way you sock it. I like the way you move.
Oh yeah.
96.5 FM, KUBU, with Emily Zuzik and Tim LaFave and Evil. And I just learned for the first time in several years what Evil actually refers to. What does it refer to, Emily?
It was written when I was living at an apartment in the East Village at 2nd and A, and was a lot of my observations around my neighborhood.
Very Lou Reed sounding, with, of course, a female observer instead of Lou Reed observing. So, yeah, I that one just grabbed me right away. So, Tim LaFave, I understand that you and him are going to be working on some stuff again.
Yeah, we're working on a new EP, and we have a band name now.
Ah, can you tell us, or is that going to be a surprise? All right,
it's Angelinos. We're both living in Los Angeles now. We met in New York, and we worked on. He played on my 2006 record, You Had Me at Goodbye, and
yes,
then we did that record that we put out in 2010, Domestic Blitz. Sorry. And so we have the project name. It's called Angelinos, and we have about probably 6 or 7 tunes we're working on right now. It's another one of these EPs that's between an EP and an album, unless we have some crazy inspirational fit and get a few more down and just make another full record out of it. It's along the same paths. It's electronic. There's some trippier, like trip hoppy stuff, Massive Attack. There's also some more upbeat electronic, more dubsteppy, But it still has some leanings in rock, you know? We both like to rock out, and we find ways to do it within an electronic genre. And so we have, I've been like slowly piecemealing the marketing together. I just built a Facebook page for us. So we're facebook.com/Angelinos Music. And then our Twitter handle is @AngelinosMusic. And it will be www.angelinosmusic.com, but I haven't built the website yet.
Very cool. And it's kind of funny because when you think about it, you would have thought that that name would have been taken already, but I guess it's not.
I did too. I was literally like searching and I was like, I cannot believe this is available. Because we're trying to come up with a name and it's so subjective. And sometimes you want to go funny. Sometimes you want to go referential. Sometimes you make a reference to something else. Most of my albums by title are references to something else or a joke, a play on words. And then I thought, well, you know, we're both living in Los Angeles. We've both made big transitions in our lives. Yes. And things have changed for the better for both of us since we've been in Los Angeles. So how do we do that? And I thought, well, Angelinos is kind of cool. And I ran it past him and it seemed to fit with the genre of music we were writing. And then I started searching. I was like, I cannot believe there's somebody, you know, there's a band name of Angelinos, but we're not the Angelinos. We're just Angelinos. You know, we're not trying to make some impression like we are the people from Los Angeles making music. No, we're just people from Los Angeles making music.
Yeah, so it's not capitals.
I think that T-H-E makes a very big difference in how people interpret the band name.
Oh, you know what? That's
true. I could be reading into this as a copy editor. Who knows? But I like it, and he likes it, and we are really excited about the music we're working on.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it, and I'm hoping for some sneak previews as they become available.
Well, we're probably going to be doing, when we get further down the line, like little blurbs from the Twitter thing, from SoundCloud, or who knows. I just have some ideas about doing it differently this time. It's
nice.
Interesting. I haven't been in a band with a band name since Sex Fresh, so it's been a long time. It's been like over 10 years, so it gives you a lot more freedom to be whoever you want to be, and it gives you some anonymity, but it also, you get to collectively draw upon all the individual work you've done.
Yeah.
And luckily we have an album together from the past, so people can say, oh, here's what they did before, and where are they going to take that now?
That's a really good point. There's some history, and now here you are back together creating something potentially a new direction. I'm here with Emily Zuzic. I can't believe our segment's almost over.
No!
I know. We just started, Emily. So what upcoming gigs have you got? You must have something lined up.
Yes, I'm actually playing not this Monday, but the following Monday, March 16th, at Bar Libich in West Hollywood.
Nice.
It's, from what I understand right now, an all-female lineup. There's a woman by the name, plays by the name Gracie, and there's another woman named Katie Boak. We're all playing. I'm playing at 8:30. I think the doors open at 8. So I don't know if there's an opening act or if I'm kicking off the night like a half hour later. And it's going to be a mix of stuff. I think it's a shorter set, but I'm going to try to play some old standbys like Breaking It Down and Magic.
Nice.
But I might try to mix in some of the newer stuff we're working on and just totally reinvent it. If there's a piano there, I might be playing some more of the electronic stuff in a reworked way, because most of that I wrote on keyboards. It's a different mindset as to where the music goes and how I think about songwriting. So if there's a piano there, for sure, I'm going to do something on it. But I just don't know yet.
Nice.
The week will provide the set list.
Very, very cool indeed. Wish I could be there. One of these days I will see you play in person. How could my listeners find out more about you and your music?
Well, for one, they can check out my newly redesigned website, which was my project for February, at www.emilyzuzic.com, and that's EmilyZuzik. They can also find me on Twitter at EmilyZuzic. I have a Facebook page, and basically if you go to the website, you can find all the other social media, because I have links to all of them there to make it easy. I have lots of stuff on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/EmilyZuzic, and that'll give you a big idea of what I do, because it has stuff from all the records and TV film stuff I've done and collaborations with other producers. So it's a big map of music.
Very good. Very good. Emily Zuzic, it's been a pleasure chatting with you again. I can't wait till the next
Mike.
Time. My pleasure. What song should we play as we end the segment here?
What did we decide on again?
Oh, I think we decided on The Biggest Mistake.
Oh, yes. The Biggest Mistake. This is off of my last record, Detours. And thank you once again, Mike and Twirl Radio, for having me on. I always love coming on and talking.
Thanks. We'll do it again real soon. Here's Emily Zuzic with The Biggest Mistake.
My whole life, if I couldn't make this all right, 'cause right now it feels so wrong.
This is the People's Radio Station, the voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.